Okay, it is 5 o'clock. I think we are here, right? We have a quorum. Thanks, Rob. Okay, 5 o'clock. Today is September 14th, 5 p.m. I'm calling this meeting to order. It is the Fox Rec and Open Spaces advisory meeting. Item number 1, 17-903, minutes of the Fox Rec and Open Space Advisory Board meeting of August 10th, 2017. Review minutes.
Motion to approve.
Does everybody have enough time? Yep. Okay. Rich, you motion to approve?
Yep.
Kip, you second it?
Yes, sir.
Any objections? No. Motion approved to approve minutes. Item number 2, we may be done in 20 minutes. Regular agenda item 17-904, consider discuss act on making a final recommendation to City Council for naming an 11 acre neighborhood park located on 10450 Millbend Drive adjacent to Scott Elementary School. There's an attachment to this. Please do.
This is a special night. One of the great things we get to do as a group is to honor our citizens through legacy projects, things that will last well beyond our time here. And that's tonight. We get to talk about naming a park after a citizen. So we made a recommendation to staff. I'm going to ask our assistant director, Ryan Mullins, to go ahead and take us through that. He has more history, more details. And so Ryan, please talk about this item.
Good evening. Those of you that were on the board in 2016 will recall that we were naming the Sontag Park site. We were perplexed with a couple of names that we were pondering and were giving some help from some citizens here. Naming that, narrowing it down between Dr. MacHill Park and George Webb Park. At the time, we named it Dr. MacHill Park, and we thought the board recommended bringing back George Webb. So at this time, we're doing that. Park site we're looking at is next to Janice Staley Scott Elementary School. A guy in our office lives kind of off the map of our ransom, so he's really excited about this park. It's an 11-acre park site, kind of a unique site, turning around through the school there and then around the back side of the neighborhood. If you want some specifics of the park, I can actually kind of turn it over to Jill and Jenny here to give you some layouts, and she has some printouts here of the plan for the park and the amenities. This park site, like I said, located next to the elementary school here, bringing back George Webb. To give you a little history on George Webb, I'm trying to narrow down a man who has a history in McKinney that spans more than most of us can remember, of course. He lived and operated a business in McKinney since 1951, a member of the JCs. He led efforts to open the first community center. It's a great undertaking there. He was also the former chair of our Parks Board. I know he served 2 terms on Parks Board, but I'm not sure if he was chair both times.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, so I know he came back on the Parks Board and served another 2 terms on that. He was also named the Citizen of the Year in 1954 and 2005. I think there was another 2-time winner that award, but I think it spanned 51 years between the first time they won the award and the second time they won it. Also awarded the Community Development Corporation's Quality of Life Award in 2007. What we have tonight before you is just your role in naming parks and attachments.
Ryan, where in the city is this?
I'll pull it back out for you a little bit to show you.
We went there in July.
This right here is Independence, mm-hmm. And it's over here at Custer. So
okay.
Far west end of McKinney, in fact, this is Croydon here, so we're outside of our city limits and kind of see the boundary coming through here.
Gotcha.
Tim will be happy to know, it looks like it goes over, maybe that median's not going to be an arch.
No, that's still a small thing. We're still going.
To give you kind of a conjunction of where this is, an idea of where this is in relation to Sontag here, we're talking Sontag Elementary, this is what we named Dr. Mac Hill Junior Park. Also have with me tonight and share with you is a story about the history of George Webb. It's actually written by Martha Hill Davis, if you recall. She's Dr. Hill's daughter. We also have here with us here is Benedict Isaac, George Webb's daughter, and James West, a historian of McKinney area. I tell people that I grew up in the historic district back in McKinney, back when we just called it a neighborhood. So not far from where these people lived and grew up as well. If you have any questions, I'll be willing to take those. We feel like I can hand out this letter on George Webb.
No, actually, never.
And just for Richard and Gordon, we as a board had a very difficult time trying to decide how to name the last park because we felt passionate about both names, and we as a board had agreed that the next possible park that came up, we would name it George Webb, just because we felt so passionate about naming it.
Yeah, I remember I came to this because I hadn't come on the board yet, and I was a visitor. And I watched the discussion, and that's why I asked Kip about that. I was like, oh, this is the,
So you're making this easy for us.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make it easy.
He's gone. I'll hand these out anyway at the end of the meeting, so there's probably not anyone that we've named anything after in Parks and Recreation that has such a history in Parks and Recreation as George Webb.
That's cool.
Named parks after this director, Terry Cox, who is, of course, he's also a Citizen of the Year with MCDC, outstanding citizen, but kind of worked in veins throughout the entire community. So did George Webb, but specifically in Parks and Recreation, I can't think of anyone that worked specifically in Parks and Recreation as much as George did. Starting the first community center here, and it's written here in Martha's words that Cindy didn't want to really, I don't want to break center, but you know, he and the JCs worked on it and got the first center open. And of course, now we've grown to a much larger community, which means more recreation centers, and kind of laid the foundation for what we're developing and building now.
Yeah, I think, I mean, we had a lot of discussion, to your point, Melanie. It was more than discussion, it was a lot of difficult discussion to see. And I think the families actually made that decision for us. They chose who they were going to go with, and I don't think it was easy for them. Because each one was pointing fingers at the other to go first. So I am completely okay with this. This is great. They get Webb gets a school and a park named after them, which is even better.
The school's not named after George Webb.
No, it's a family. Is it a family or not? Is it?
Yeah.
It's not. Okay. I stand corrected.
You know, one thing we consider to be a little history on this as well. Back in 2014, one of the last things our director, Lemuel Randolph, did is he went before council. Because they wanted to start to have the ability to name parks, buildings, whatever, after people that were still alive. Before that, they had to name them, you know, after they had passed on. This, of course, was named after Carrie Cox after he had died. And in that vein was to the gentleman that we discussed here tonight. That was one of the reasons why. And standing there, and we dedicated Dr. Macula Park to go see him there and see the family and share that experience with him. That was amazing.
So if it, oh, please.
It was a huge mark. Far beyond the
mark. Yeah, I was out of town. I couldn't be there, but I heard it was. So if everybody's okay with it, I would like to have the honor to recommend to this board that we name this park. What's the official name?
George Webb Park.
George Webb Park, and recommend to council that would be the name that we recommend.
Second.
So the chair, Larry Pereira, made the motion, and Melanie seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion approved.
Hey.
Congratulations. I also would say that this location is perfect because my family used to own the property on the corner of Virginia and Coit, which is just on the right there. They own that corner property, and I think, I don't know if there's a high school going over there, but my dad, he farmed that land, and so the location is perfect.
That's actually a relief because growing up here in McKinney and seeing these historic figures in our city, this wasn't part of, you know, the city thought of that back then. You know, this is all new development. It's kind of funny to name something after someone whose history in McKinney is so far west. I mean, we're just so close to Frisco, but having that correlation, I think, is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
It's perfect. So, thank y'all. Thank you for continuing to acknowledge people that have put so much of their lives into this community. I really, I think that's wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. So there is no citizens here, but we are all citizens, so I guess citizens' comments for people around the table. Anything? Anybody?
As a CDC comment, I know there's several of you that are rotating off the board. And from our board, we'd like to extend our gratitude to the board members and the hard work that you guys do using the allocations that we give to the Parks Department. So, again, kudos to all of you, and especially the three act on. It's not an easy job what you do, and we appreciate it.
Thanks to you guys for making money available. Is everybody coming on the OBO track?
Yes, there was three that needed to be reappointed and one to be waived.
So that's three that are not? Is what
you're saying? Yes, Kurt King, David Clark, and David Myers, actually three of the officers.
Oh, they're coming back.
They were reappointed.
Cool.
I have one more year before I have to go through that vetting process.
Anybody else? Director, do you have any comments?
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. For the last meeting, we had two open items that came up during the comment period. One was related to the management trash cans. Mr. White went out there, repositioned some trash cans and whatnot along the trail to make that more convenient for users there. We addressed that later. The second item was a citizen came in, Mr. Stokes, talking about the senior center expansion, West Side Town, which is Side Town. Had about three conversations with him since then. Actually, this morning, myself and Assistant City Manager Steve Tilton met with the senior center folks out there. About 12 people representing different functions, the pool people, the dance people, and so on and so forth. Kind of laid out the money we're getting and where that's going, the timeline, everything else. So they are very, very interested in hitting the accelerator and I'm putting it as nicely as possible for they're very interested in our couple one coming and us in the ground running, so I'll talk to our team about that. So on those two fronts, I'm sure that we have covered the questions asked.
And as a follow-up, when he came in, we didn't ask him a very difficult question, which was specifically, what were they looking for? In your conversation specifically, was it right? We want to know the basketball room, we want more checkerboards. What were the specific?
Exactly. So it's a great question. So I come from my team around here, from here. Pool tables. 9-foot pool tables. It's tall, it's about. They want more pool tables. Okay. So that's a very active group, about 4 to 5 people. Tournaments, everything else. There's two tables and a small room. We did a survey there about a year ago, and we identified dance and card playing as being the space needs. Billiards was in the middle of the pack, so that's on me now to figure out where those dollars go. But that was it.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, was there a question tied to the expansion? CDC, we looked it out, yes, I believe we have it in 2019.
Yeah,
we
know you're
to look to expand the overall facility, but they're just wanting
pool tables? Well, that's a lot of theory. So, pool tables, right? If I gave them $100 grand today, they would build a shed out there for more pool tables. that's to like gather from them. So we received $1.5 million this year to start filling up our bucket. We can use that money to start engaging some folks, start doing some space planning and whatnot. The challenge is they don't know what they need. Their membership shifts focus, right? They start out at age 50, 55, maybe they're doing more pool, they transition to card playing perhaps later on in their membership. And so they're trying to deal with competing interests in that respect. So another survey maybe on the horizon, more sit downs like this with them. And so we're working on it. So a lot of follow-up questions get back to mind, which is fine. Mr. Chairman, one more comment to the group, I think. The City Council appoints this board. You have no say in that process.
Right.
But we have the honor and the privilege to work with you on these meetings. And we didn't participate in these special moments, right? Like a moment I did when I bottle up, I kind of keep in that pocket because they don't happen very often, not often enough. So on behalf of staff, I want to say thank you to our chairman, who did a great job. Our time together has been fantastic. We had great conversations. I always appreciated his perspective, and I hope you appreciated mine in return.
I did.
So as a small token of our appreciation, we brought some treats and some drinks and whatnot, just so we can kind of mingle afterwards and talk about it, and kind of pay tribute to those who are stepping off the board. And kind of kick off the next season, I'll call it, of Parks Projects. And with that, I turn it up to you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, sir. For me, this is my last board meeting, so I won't be coming back. And I think there's two more, and I don't know if either one of them are here.
Neither.
No. So I'm the only one. But I've had fun being here. It's been nice. It's been fun. I've learned a lot. And look forward to you leading this department, in a way it needs to be, bringing in fresh perspective, and I'm sure that's why you're here.
I'm here to build teamwork and partnership, so I agree 100%.
Yep. That said, I have nothing else. Anybody else has any other comments in general? And I'd like to thank the city, Ryan, Tim, short of names now. Jenny and Jennifer, yeah. So thank you so very much. You guys have been pretty much at every board meeting, so that's and it's been really fun, at least for the last 3 years I've been here. It's been great. Thank you so much. Anything else? I can close down the meeting and we can have fun.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn by Rich, seconded by Bart. Any opposition?
To adjourn.
Now we're just adjourned. Meeting adjourned. That was a stupid question.
No, it's fair.
It's a valid question.
Thanks, Larry.
Oh, yeah.